What's up, weirdos? Welcome back to Man Touches Globe, Part 2. Let's join the action as power-mad Claude returns to the bar and asks his secret crush, Dolores, to join him for dinner. If you're listening to Part 2 before Part 1, you're out of your mind. But Rod likes crazy. Take a listen.
Claude, you're back so soon.
Well, of course, my dear. There were only three of them. Say, here's an idea that just popped into my giant brain. Why don't you come over to my place for dinner? I'll cook. Say, 6 p.m.? Oh, and how about a little rosé?
Why, yes, Claude. Well, I'd like that very much.
Splendid.
After sharing a meal together, Claude prepares to show Dolores his magic globe.
That was a lovely dinner, Claude.
Thank you, my dear. Now I need to show you something. Please follow me to the parlor. Prepare to be dazzled. Behold!
Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful globe.
Yes, it is. It is a beautiful globe. But it also has magical powers.
You're right, Claude. With a globe so beautiful, you can be a mental traveler and create magic in your mind.
Well, that's not quite what I meant, Dolores. What if I told you that this was the finger that crushed the Eiffel Tower? By accident, mind you.
I don't understand.
The only thing you have to understand is that I love you, my darling. And that I am now a man of enormous power.
Power? What kind of power?
The kind of power that can rule the world.
Claude, you don't sound like yourself.
I've never felt more like myself. I shall be king, and you shall be my queen. And together we shall rule the world and make it grovel at our feet.
Stop it, Claude. You're scaring me.
Don't be scared, my love. Here, I will show you. Would you be so kind as to lend me a bobby pin?
Okay.
Watch as I place it on the magic globe. Here we go, just so. And now we turn on the television.
Breaking news coming out of Nevada. A 6,000-foot steel monolith has appeared outside the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas. Onlookers describe the object as looking like a giant bobby pin. Magician The Amazing Randy has issued a statement that reads, "It wasn't me."
Claude, that's my bobby pin. Somehow, it's you. You've been behind all of this.
Yes, Dolores, yes I have. Now come with me, and all your dreams will come true. Infinite treasures, diamonds and jewelry. You shall have a marble bathtub the size of a tennis court. Peasants will bow before you.
Peasants? No, Claude, I can't, I won't. I thought I could love you, but you've changed. I'm so confused. Please stop this.
Stop this? My darling, my love, I am just getting started.
I can't breathe. I need to get out of here. I'm going to my mother's cabin deep in the Pocono Mountains. Goodbye, Claude. Forever.
How can this be? What good are my powers if they cause me to lose the woman I love? But wait. What if I use my powers for good? That would win Dolores back. I will do it. I must.
Moments later, a most unusual scene takes place in North Africa's Sahara Desert.
It is a beautiful day in the Sahara Desert, you go to admit. I know. The sun and the camels and the sand, you cannot beat the Sahara Desert. No, you cannot. What is that sound? What do you mean? There is some kind of sound. What do you mean? There is some kind of sound. It's coming from the sky. Look up. Something is coming down. Wait a minute. It is. Oh my God, it's huge. It is a giant ice cube. It is melting and making a great lake. Praise Allah. Our entire economy is transformed!
Breaking news, reports are coming in from the Sahara Desert today that a 20,000-foot-tall ice cube mysteriously appeared and has begun to melt. Within a matter of hours, the Sahara Desert will be no more. Farmers in the area are singing praises, and speculators are already purchasing lakeside plots to build condominiums. Finally, after days of reporting nothing but disasters, I'm happy to report something good. This is Brent Larson, live from the Sahara Desert for Action 9 News.
Thank you, Brent Larson. Dolores will be delighted. I'm using my power for good. But she said she never wanted to speak to me again. I must see her at once. But how? Of course, I can use my magic globe. Yes, I shall transport my face into the sky above a mother's cabin.
Do my bidding, magic globe.
Yes, it's working. Ha ha. Pocono Mountains, here I come.
Hey, Dolores, look outside the window.
Why, Mom?
There's a big head the size of a football stadium in the sky yelling for you.
Oh, this can't be happening. Claude! Claude, it's you! Oh, my God! You're a giant head in the sky!
Yes, I wanted to tell you. I used my powers for good. Dolores, I brought water to the desert with a single ice cube.
Hey, Dolores, that Brent fell on Channel 9 says there's a giant lake where the Sahara Desert used to be.
Then it's true.
He also said the pyramids are underwater.
No, I meant to do good, Dolores. You must believe me.
I'm sorry, Claude. Your powers are just too great for you to control.
No. I simply need to practice. I can do good. I will do good. Wait, what is that? Can't be.
Oh my God, it's a monster.
Well. Looky what we got ourselves here. A big headed sky freak.
Giant ant.
Oh my God. The hooligans from the bar. Riding my giant ant.
That's right, freak. Now we're taking him to the Bonneville Salt Flats, because this boy needs to run.
Yeah, we had to fight him for a little bit, but once we got him on his back, you know, you can rub his tummy, and then he gets all, what do you call it, docile and stuff, like a cat or something, right?
Giant ant, flip it, rub it, make friends.
Oh, damn, here comes the state troopers. Giddy up! Goodbye, Frank!
Oh no, a storm. I must get out of here. I can't move my head. I don't understand. This has never happened before.
Claude, if you don't move your head, you're gonna get killed by the lightning.
Oh, what shall I do? I can't move. This is the end. What? No, can't be.
Well, hello.
Who is that, Claude?
Why, it's Mr. Willoughby in a hot air balloon.
I see you got yourself in a predicament. I told you to touch the globe, not stick your noggin in it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Willoughby.
That's okay, Claude. It happens. I think I can express myself better in a song.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Willoughby. Yes.
I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so.
I know.
Now you're in a pickle. Your head you can't even wiggle. You went mad with power. Now things are sour.
What a beautiful song.
It's true, Mr. Willoughby. I did go mad with power. I almost destroyed the world. First of all, I scared away my beloved Dolores.
It happens. But if you like to start over again...
I would.
Well, then say the magic words, silly. 1, 2, 3, baloney. Say them and you'll see I'm not a phony.
Oh, yes, of course. 1, 2, 3, baloney! What? Where am I? Who are you?
I'm Mr. Willoughby, and welcome to Mr. Willoughby's Oddities and Knick-Knacks store.
Yes, of course, Mr. Willoughby. Weren't you just in the sky in a hot air balloon?
Beg your pardon?
You gave me a magic globe that made the giant pin in M&M, remember? The bobby pin, the ice cube, my head was stuck in the lightning.
Well, now you're just babbling. I do that too sometimes. Isn't that right, Mr. Toodles?
It must have been a dream, I suppose.
Well, would you like to buy an oddity or a knick-knack?
Thanks, but I don't think I'll be needing to make a purchase today.
Well, that's a wise choice.
Goodbye, Mr. Willoughby, and thank you.
Hey, Claude, notice how you don't stutter anymore? You got pizzazz. That's all you know.
Pizzazz? Me?
Well, sure. And don't worry about the Eiffel Tower. It's fine. Better than ever, in fact.
The Eiffel Tower? Then it was real, wasn't it?
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about. Roof, roof! Hush now, Mr. Doodles. You're barking nonsense. Goodbye, Claude.
Goodbye, Mr. Willoughby.
Claude? Claude!
Dolores, you're here. I don't know what to say.
Bobby and those boys were so mean. I just wanted to see you.
Well, I don't.
Well, don't just stand there. Kiss her, you fool.
Claude.
Oh, Dolores. Dolores, I want you to meet someone very important to me. Right over... Wait a minute. Mr. Willoughby? Mr. Willoughby? He was right here just a moment ago. But where is the oddities and knick-knack store?
What are you talking about? You see that sign? It says Antonio's Deli, all right? I've been selling pastrami sandwiches here for over 25 years. Now, do you want one or don't you want one?
I swear, Dolores, Mr. Willoughby was just here.
Claude, Mr. Willoughby and oddities and knick-knacks... You're so imaginative. I think maybe that's one of the reasons I love you.
You love me, and I love you too, my darling. My goodness, what a day. Let's go home. Goodbye, Mr. Willoughby.
Roof, roof.
And goodbye to you too, Mr. Toodles.
Sometimes boy gets girl in the most unexpected ways. In this case, for love to bloom, all it took was a simple journey into the weird place. Stay tuned for the after show, Talking Weird. But first, we gotta pay the bills. I'm Rod. I'm back. Can you dig it? Welcome back to Talking Weird, where we take a look behind the curtain and discuss all things the weird place. My first guest played the character of Eddie, part of our trio of bullies in Man Touches Globe. Let's roll a clip.
Giant ant, flip it, rub it, make friends.
Nice to meet you, Rudy.
Likewise, Rod,
I understand our producers discovered you performing in The Sound of Music at the Pine Bluff County Fair and took you out to lunch.
Corn on the cob, hot dog on a stick, candy apple for dessert.
So, Willie, I'm told you've been acting and performing for quite a long time.
Yes, sir. Suppose I'm what you call a method actor?
Yes, and I understand you employed this technique during the recording of the giant ant attack scene.
Yes, sir. I done filled my trousers with real ants.
So you literally had... ants in your pants.
Ants in the pants.
Well, that's what I call an actor. So what would be your ideal role or dream role?
Suppose I'd like to play Mr. James Bond.
James Bond, at age 67.
Yes, sir.
How would you approach the character that is James Bond?
I reckon sort of like this. Name's Bond. James Bond. Kick in. Do 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 do. Kind of like that.
Well, Sean Connery better watch his behind.
Gotta watch the behind.
Now, I understand that you also play rhythm and blues at the Pine Bluff County Fair.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think we may just have a guitar here. Would it be too much to ask you to play and sing us a sample?
Wasn't expecting this. But, suppose I can give it a try. Yeah, thank you. Much obliged. If you're thirsty, you came to the right place. We got some bad man coming to get in your face. She broke my heart, but I didn't know why. She saw another man and catched her eye. Yes, she did. Left me broke in the street. So I head over to Willie's Mud House. And I poured myself a drink. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I was not expecting that. Amazing. I want to thank my guest, Willie Casper, for sharing his insights and talent with the Talking Weird audience. Round of applause.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
My next guest also appeared in Man Touches Globe, playing a Saharan villager who gets very excited by a giant melting ice cube. Let's roll a clip.
Praise Allah! Our entire economy is transformed!
Please welcome animal trainer and voice actor, Mike Khalid.
Hello, everybody.
Take a seat. Nice to see you, Mike.
Likewise, Ron.
So how did you get involved with this episode of The Weird Place?
As you know, Rod, my family is originally from Egypt, before we moved to Orange County, of course. So I felt very comfortable doing the part.
And tell us about your experience training animals for film.
Yes, of course. My family has been training and breeding camels in Hollywood for 3 generations, Rod. Grace Kelly, Sammy Davis Jr., and Elvis Presley have all ridden a Khalil family camel.
Well, I'm sure everyone would love to get a glimpse of one in real life.
I'm sure they would. You guys want to see a Khalil family camel? Let's bring it out! Say hello to Lucy!
My God, that camel is huge.
If you mean 7 feet tall and 1,300 pounds is huge, then you are correct.
Camel huge, Rod on the money.
Would you like to feed Lucy an apple, Rod?
Are you sure it's gonna eat the apple and not my thumb?
Don't worry, Rod. Lucy is my best behaved camel. Isn't that right, Lucy?
All right, here we go.
Keep your hand flat. You don't want to lose a thumb. I'm kidding.
There you go. Take it easy. She missed the thumb.
Thumb survived.
Hey, Lucy, over here. Smile for the camera.
No, please. No flash photography. You're scaring Lucy. Lucy, no. I've never seen her acting like this. She's going crazy. She's ripping down the curtain. She's crushing death. She's eating couch!
Holy Toledo, I think we need to do a reset. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Summer is time for barbecuing. That's why you need Barberdome. Stylish and fashionable portable grills. So get out some patties and make some burgers with Barberdome. If it's summer, it's Barberdome.
Welcome back to Talking Weird, where our set just got decimated by a crazed camel. Not to worry. Lucy's safely backstage with her trainer. Nothing left to do except introduce our final guest, Howard Burnside, or as you know him, Mr. Willoughby, who's known to have pipes of gold.
Thank you, Rod. They told me to never follow a child or a crazy camel. Oh, well.
Sing us out, Mr. Willoughby.
Sure thing, Rod. That's right, that's what I'm talking about. You gotta be yourself. because nobody else will be you. You gotta be yourself. So you have some fun on this planet before you're through. Don't be afraid to be a weirdo, because I know who I am. Don't be afraid to take a vacation, because if you don't, when? I know there's a dream in my heart. I was a weirdo from the very start. I'm loving life and remember, never be afraid to be weird.
From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for taking this journey with the Weird Place family. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did making it. So from all of us at Weird Place Studios, we wish you nothing but the best and hope to see you again for another adventure into the unknown. Oh, and by the way, I'm Rod. I'm back. Can you dig it? Hey, psst, weirdos. Still there? Good. I got a little treat for you. What you're about to hear is a meeting I had with one Conan O'Brien, the big man at Team Coco. I got up in his face and rattled his cage to see if he had the moxie to partner with yours truly. Take a listen.
Rod, I am blown away. This is fantastic. It really is a work of art, and it's great to have you back.
Okay, perfect. You love the show. Now, here are my demands.
What do you mean, demands?
Yes, things will have to change around here if Team Coco wants to keep my show.
Okay, well, Rod, that's not really how things work. I'm open to feedback, and I'm happy to have
demand
you.
Demand number one.
You got to understand, I'm in charge, okay? Conan O'Brien, Team Coco.
That's so. Why you'll be the first to go.
So wait, you're firing me, Rod? Is that the idea?
That's the first order of business. I've got it on my things to do today. Fire Conan O'Brien.
I'm just curious, what's number two?
Demand number two, no more ads.
Ads? That's how we make it a business. You have to have ads.
This ad money's jump change to you. Grow a spine and say no.
Okay, we're not doing that, Rod.
Then I'm taking the show to Elon Musk.
What are you talking about?
He's offered to build me a studio on the moon.
Rod, we have a contract. You signed a contract with Team Coco. I'm just trying to promote your new podcast, The Weird Place, which I think is lovely. It's fantastic. But instead, you've come in here with a chip on your shoulder, Rod. You're ordering me around. You're insulting me, and you're insulting my staff.
Aren't you glad I let you talk for a second? I don't mind if you get a rope, because you'll just hang yourself with it. And you could butter me up all you want. Of course it's a work of art. Everybody thinks that.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, Conan, maybe I was a little bit harsh. But, you know, sometimes...
Excuse me,
what?
You can't smoke in here. No one smokes anymore. No one smokes indoors.
I'm Rod. Nobody tells me I can't have a cigarette.
It's just not polite. It's something called secondhand smoke. So you're choosing to smoke, but I don't want to smoke, so I'm inhaling your smoke, which threatens my life. Do you understand?
Would you like me to do some smoke rings?
Sure. Wow.
See?
Yep.
It says Conan needs help.
I can't believe you spelled that out. I don't want you to be anyone other than who you are, but I just think you could tone it down a little bit.
Tone it down a little bit. That's the most vague note anyone's ever given me. I'm either Rod or I'm not Rod.
Well, maybe we could go with not Rod then. How about that?
How about hot Rod?
Okay, that's...
Coco, you amuse me. You startle me. You surprise me. Sometimes you disappoint me. But I'm leaving in awe that you handled yourself well in the face of full Rod coming at you. Yeah. In the night.
Okay.
Aggressive.
I don't want full Rod coming at me in the night. Aggressive. Trust me.
Today I left my firearm at home. So don't worry. You're safe. but your family maybe not.
Okay, for God's sake, Rod, knock it off.
That was a joke.
The Weird Place was created by Antonio's Deli Productions, produced by Antonio's Deli and Team Coco, executive produced by Dana Carvey, Dex Carvey, and Julian Matulich for Antonio's Deli. Matt Powers, April Lamb, Jeff Ross, Adam Sachs, and Willie Navarre for Team Coco. Stories by Dana Carvey, Dex Carvey, Tom Carvey, and Julian Matulich. Written by Dana Carvey, Dex Carvey, Julian Matulich, and Tom Carvey. Co-writing by Michael Gordon. Directed by Julian Matulich and Dex Carvey. Creative consulting by Michael Gordon and Matt Powers. Edited by Dex Carvey and Julian Matulich. Audio post-production by Fiddleleaf Sound. Sound designed and mix by Ben Freer. Musical supervision by Julian Matulich and Dex Carvey. Special thanks to Leslie Freer and Perry Gordon. Copyright 2022, Team Coco Digital LLC. All rights reserved. This has been a Team Coco production.
Legend has it, underneath the NJM insurance offices lies a mysterious room of long-forgotten, moldy mascot memorabilia. Often pitched by ad agencies, always rejected by NJM. Is it real? We may never know. But what is real is NJM's dedication to doing what's right for their customers. Astoundingly, they're proud to put policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Learn more at NJM.com.
Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!